Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, it was a bad day on Capitol Hill. Not for Donald Trump. Donald Trump had a great day on Capitol Hill yesterday. It was a bad day on Capitol Hill for the eco-terrorist, the director of the Bureau of Land Management, Tracy Stone Manning. She was confronted not only by Montana Senator Steve Daines for her outrageous decisions against agriculture, against American energy, and more, but she was also confronted by Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. Listen in.
Curious, I understand why this committee jumped over 30 years of my career in considering my nomination and went to a salacious moment from graduate school where I tried to protect people. What I don't understand is why we're not looking at the last 3.5 years now.
Here's why. Senator, it's because Hall. People are killed in these kind of incidents. It is an act of
your
terrorism.
Time is expired.
A special agent in charge found that you were involved. You lied to this committee in saying that you were never investigated.
Senator
you were never
Hawley.
The target investigation. In fact, you were.
Your time
you lied to us
is
blatantly,
expired.
And you know it.
That's right. Yeah, Tracy Stone Manning, she lied for decades about her real involvement in that eco-terrorism case in Missoula back in the 1990s. And even after this special agent came forward and U.S. senators heard the truth, Joe Biden and John Tester still moved her nomination forward, and look at the damage she has caused as the head of the BLM. Look at the special favors she's giving to the American Prairie Reserve over Montana ranchers. And then Senator Steve Daines held her accountable on several other issues as well. But it wasn't just a bad day for Tracy Stone Manning on Capitol Hill. It was a bad day for the climate alarmist activists on the House side of Capitol Hill. Listen to Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman.
Okay. And there's no way for the ag sector to reach net zero without reducing beef production, is there?
I don't know that that's clear. There are ways to do farming. There are ways to create energy that are less greenhouse gas emitting. I mean, many of the oil and gas companies that you were talking about, it's not about not producing. It's about creating options and transforming their technologies and capturing the oil and gas.
You know, it's very interesting to me. My mother is 100 years old. She'll be 101. And the changes that she's seen in the last 100 years are absolutely mind-blowing in terms of the technological advances, the increase in life expectancy, the decrease in infant mortality rate, our overall prosperity, what we have created in this country. And there's one reason why we have seen the prosperity in the last 100 years that has never been rivaled in world history, and it's because of the commercial production of affordable energy. Every single one of you and your organizations want to destroy that. You are evil, and what you are attempting to do and the violations of law that you are engaged in is absolutely stunning. And I think it's telling that you won't answer my questions. With that, I yield back.
Yeah, there you go. Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman drops the hammer. All right, more to follow right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bible.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait, look, we got the phone lines open here on this Open Lines Friday, 406-294-0970. But I'm really glad that Montana's Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arntzen, is also taking advantage of this open phones opportunity that's available to you, that's available to the entire state, because we had some big news, some big breaking news came out yesterday afternoon, I think around 5 o'clock Montana time. A federal judge in Louisiana blocking Joe Biden's Title IX rule that would, of course, threaten women and girls. Women and girls sports in particular, and Attorney General Austin Knutson, of course, was one of the attorneys general taking that fight on, successfully getting an injunction against Joe Biden's Title IX changes. Montana Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arntzen, first off, thanks for your efforts to stand up for Montana kids and women and girls on this fight as well.
Well, I very much appreciate this opportunity to share with Montana a celebration. It's not a final celebration, but we as Montanans understand that we have two sexes in Montana, and I'm very pleased that the judge in Louisiana went ahead and it enjoins or stops an enactment of a very big overreach from the Biden administration through the Department of Education that will become effective August 1. So it says, no, slow down. Let's have a little bit more conversation about what it means with boys and girls sports, boys and girls bathrooms, boys and girls locker rooms, and let's make sure that our Montana Constitution is upheld. So a great shout out to Austin Knutson for shepherding this through.
That's right, and I know the Alliance Defending Freedom also taking on that fight for their client down there. They've apparently the state of Louisiana has got some more protections in place for you know, women in prison so that men don't get forced into women's prisons as well. It's just crazy. You know, we kicked off the week. There was a big rally in Whitefish. We had Riley Gaines, the incredible college female athlete, did a big rally with Tulsi Gabbard, Selena Soule, Paula Scanlon, and Coach Barb Ehart in Whitefish. You know, and it was interesting. So many in the liberal media did not want to even cover that event. But yet, this is the good news, is that here we had these remarkable women warriors on the show with us this week. And then on a Friday to be able to talk about this victory where these Title IX changes were put to a halt is great news on a Friday. What was the real threat here to Montana, you know, girls in particular, as you saw it?
Well, as I had just shared, we want students to be honored through our Montana Constitution, and that's an equal opportunity. But an overreach of the federal government, especially in the rules of education, and I've been shouting out all along, we've got so many distractions going on from this Biden administration. We need to talk about math and reading and science. We do not have to have the fear of boys going into girls' locker rooms or boys participating in girls' sports. There needs to be that equal opportunity, and that's what Title IX traditionally has always done. But enough of these distractions. Let's have our school systems really focus on the quality of education, not about a sexual orientation that is such an overreach. We need to make sure that our children are safe, that our Montana values are respected. And that's what's come out through this judge in Louisiana in sharing that Montana's values will be upheld. And school districts, if you're listening to me at this point, let's get back to those basics. Let's really understand and look at our children when they come in and enrich them in science and in math and in reading. And let's let these distractions at the door.
Yeah, I know you made this point. I heard this concern and frustration from school board members or superintendents across the state. when Joe Biden tried to force these Title IX changes down, all of a sudden you had these bureaucrat lawyers that worked for some of these school districts. Yeah, you'd never find these guys. They were like hiding in the janitor's closet wearing masks and waving rainbow flags. You never saw these guys. But all of a sudden they're like, we have to develop a policy. We have to push this forward. It's like, wait a minute, you guys have been slow walking everything else, but now all of a sudden you want to be a lawyer and do your job and write a new policy, huh? So this effectively, you know, basically says, okay, enough of that nonsense. Whoa.
Exactly. And the other part is that the rule was going to prohibit schools from requiring medical or other documentation to validate the student's gender identity. It was going to require schools to use whatever pronoun the student required. It was going to impose additional requirements that were going to be substantial costs and distractions. It was going to be removing, again, the authority of the school, which is original in our Constitution, to educate. These are distractions coming from an overreach of the Biden administration to the Department of Education, which is not even in our Constitution. So we want to make sure that our legislators in Montana can create Montana-made laws and not have so much that comes in from a federal government overreach.
That's right. And it would have been a clear violation of constitutional protections, forcing speech with regard to these types of issues, forcing teachers to say something that they do not feel they should be forced into saying. Superintendent of Public Instruction, Elsie Arntzen, thanks for your time. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for taking on this fight.
Blessings to everyone. It's Friday, and it's Father's Day coming. So let's honor our families through our fathers this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Elsie. Attorney General Austin Knutson saying this is a big win for women's rights. In issuing the rule, President Biden abandoned scientific reality, put women's rights at risk, and overstepped his authority. As Attorney General, I will continue to fight to protect all Montanans from federal overreach. I've also got reaction just coming in from Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, because you might remember his opponent, Democrat congressional candidate Monica Trinnell, has spoken in support of men in girls' locker rooms and men in girls' sports.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we had Riley Gaines on the show with us. We had Coach Barb Ehart, a NCAA women's coach. She also played in the NCAA herself. And then, of course, we had Tulsi Gabbard on the program with us yesterday. And every single one of them were calling out Liberal Senator John Tester. Liberal Senator John Tester, who voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms, who voted against women's sports, who voted against girls' sports because he embraces this radical transgender agenda. This is the party of Zoe Zephyr, after all. That is the real leader of the Montana Democrat Party right now, unfortunately. But it's not just Tester who is supporting this radical transgender agenda. Monica Trinnell, she lost the Western Montana U.S. House race last cycle. She is a retread this cycle once again. I'll get to that here. But again, phone lines are open for you. If you got something you want to talk about or you want to jump in on the conversation, it is Open Lines Friday on this Freedom Friday, 406-294-0970. But anyway, you might remember back on April 4th, Monica Trinnell was asked about her position when it comes to, men playing in women's sports, boys playing in girls' sports, boys and girls' locker rooms. And she said, it's not a problem here in Montana. It's not a Montana issue. Well, we just heard Coach Barb Ehart, who is a state lawmaker in Idaho, who told you why it is a Montana issue. There was a man who identified as a woman who ran in the Big Sky Conference and took away trophies and took away opportunities from young women. The most interesting thing that Coach Ehart described, she says when they had a lawsuit to take on this fight to protect women and girls sports in the Big Sky Conference, she said they had young women who ran track who testified that as they were running around the track, they could hear coaches telling the transgender athlete, hey, slow down. Don't beat these girls as badly as you're beating them right now. And then what did that runner, June Eastwood, do? Then when it came time for the Big Sky Conference Championship, just throttles down. This guy beats these young ladies by a quarter of a lap around the track and just rubs their faces in it. So, but no, Monica Trinnell says, oh, this is not a problem here in Montana. It's not a Montana issue. Really? And then on May 16th, Fox News published a video with Trinnell telling a young Montana voter that trans kids need to be able to participate in sports. Okay, no disagreement there. Yeah, kids should be able to play in sports. So if you're a biological boy, you play in the sports that biological boys can play in. If you're biological female, you can play in the sports that girls can play in. Sometimes the girls can play in the boys' sports. But typically, you wouldn't have the boys play in the girls' sports. Safety issues. Certainly, you wouldn't want them in the same. I mean, even if a girl is playing in the boys' sports, that doesn't mean that you're going to allow the boys to all go into the girls' locker room, right? But then she was asked about this specific topic. And she then basically said, and I could pull up the audio if you want from back then, but she basically said that she supported allowing biological males to take away opportunities from girls. She was in full support of this radical transgender agenda. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, meantime, had this statement in response to a federal judge blocking Joe Biden's Title IX changes here in Montana and three other states. Again, thanks to the great work of Attorney General Austin Knutson. Congressman Zinke saying, quote, the right decision was made by the court. Only biological women and girls should play in women and girls sports, period. If a kid wants to play sports, they should have access to the league their biology dictates. Politicians and radical activists trampling on the rights of women and girls, rights that have been hard fought and won over decades, is not acceptable. Biden and Trinnell forcing this issue on Montana kids and parents is wrong and frankly dangerous. And Monica should know that. She lost her Olympic races, but even the medalists in those events would have been smoked by the last place male finishers, robbing those female athletes of well-deserved accomplishments. And I think that touches on something, that final portion of his statement there in response to this federal injunction, I think touches on something that's significant and symbolic. She got to benefit from girls' sports. She got to take advantage of Title IX. She got to enjoy the women's rights that so many people before her had fought for. And now she is going to take away those opportunities from the women and the girls coming up after her. I mean, it's so symbolic. There was a World War II veteran during the 80th D-Day anniversary. There was a World War II veteran who said that everything he fought for, everything they sacrificed for, seems to be getting lost right now in our country. That you know, you look at this invasion on our southern border, you look at what's happening, we're on the brink of World War III because of these, you know, what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. And he said, everything we fought for seems to be crumbling, seems to be taken away. And that's what that World War II veteran had to say. I can't remember if that was in a CBS interview or if it was with Shannon Bream on Fox News, but it's so symbolic of this women's rights debate in Title IX and opportunities and for girls and women in sports is that everything that was fought for is in danger of being lost and in danger of being taken away. And it is deliberately being done by this Biden administration. All right, let's get in the phone lines. Phone lines are open for you. Frank in Evergreen, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
All right, thanks, Aaron. When you hear these words, Montana values, just on the other hand, remember there is a leftist organization called MontanaValues.org, run by Tammy Fisher, ex-mayor of Kalispell. And they like to use a little manipulation. And to work in this transgender theme and LGBTQ plus or whatever. But it should be Christian values. Remember that. All right. You have a great day.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Frank. Yeah, isn't it funny is for those of us who are standing up for Title IX, standing up for women's sports, standing up for girls' sports, this is the middle of the road. This is common sense. This is normal. This is what America always has been. But then they come in and call you the extremist. And the fake news media will come in and pretend that you're the one with the controversial position. I mean, you can even see it in some of this biased coverage. I was reading the Flathead Beacon coverage of the Tulsi Gabbard rally yesterday with Navy SEAL and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy. And it's like, well, first off, at least they covered it, right? At least they covered it. At least I think I saw NBC Montana covered it. I think I saw, the Montana Television Network covered it, but it certainly wasn't on their websites elsewhere across the state. But yeah, you can see this. You can tell that this reporter is trying to attack Kalispell State Representative Courtney Sprunger. You know, because they're like, Sprunger's commentary marked a more right-leaning message, and the lawmaker continued with anti-transgender rhetoric, the anti-transgender sentiment. I mean, give me a break. And you can just tell that this Flathead Beacon reporter is biased and is pushing an agenda. It's like, no. Representative Courtney Sprunger is standing up for women's rights, standing up for girls' sports, standing up for common sense like men shouldn't be allowed into the girls' locker rooms. But you notice how they try to make it sound like she's the one who's against something, like you're the one who's against something, when they're the ones who are against women's rights. They're the ones who are against safe spaces for women, spaces for women on the sports team. They're the one. I mean, John Tester is the one flying the rainbow flag over the VA in Fort Harrison as we speak. Like, as he's failing veterans as chairman of the Senate VA committee. Speaking of veterans, we got a great veteran on the phone lines right now. Christopher in Lewistown, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
So what's on my mind, I've been thinking a lot about this. With all the influx of the illegal aliens, you know, we're talking about losing rights for women. Well, across Montana, we're going to be losing delegates and stuff due to the influx of illegal aliens and them being counted on the census towards delegates. You know, yeah, they're not supposed to vote, but we all know what happens there. There needs to be some type of initiative that's put forth on ballots to remove them from being counted in the census.
That's right. Well, there was a bill in Congress that came up for a vote, and John Tester voted to continue counting illegal aliens because he wants to help New York and California get more representation, and his vote would ensure that Montana gets less representation.
There's also that initiative that they're trying to push. I forgot exactly what it's called, but to remove the Electoral College. And that would completely make the flyover states irrelevant. It'll be New York and L.A. that pretty much owns the presidency.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they want to take away the protections. They want it to be mob rule. That's why they always say democracy instead of republic, because a republic protects from mob rule.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
This week, the Livestock Marketing Association is holding its annual convention in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Along with that, the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship is taking place. It was back in 2010 when Kyle Shoeb of Lewistown was crowned the World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. He had this to say from OKC this week.
Yeah, it's a special place for me because this is where I won it back in 2010, and that's getting to be a long time ago now. There's a lot of nostalgia here. The year that I won it, it was their 100th anniversary, their 100th celebration. So we're 14 years beyond that now, still as historic as ever, and still representing cattle out of this region remarkably well. As far as the auctioneer contest goes, 30 of the top auctioneers from all across the country and Canada are here to compete, and one of them will walk away as champion. It's always impressive to see the turnout, the talent that seems to continue to get better every year. And these auctioneers are the voice of the industry in so many ways. And so we've got a few from the northern part of the country that are here this week, and some from all regions. So it'll be fun. You can tune in. There'll be a live link on Facebook and on YouTube, where it'll be broadcast, and then we'll broadcast a one-hour special on RFD-TV a little bit later in the month of June.
That was Kyle Shoeb, owner of Lewistown Livestock Auction, attending this year's Livestock Marketing Association Convention in Oklahoma City. I'm Lane Nordlund.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I played that soundbite from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley confronting Tracy Stone Manning, the eco-terrorist in charge of the Bureau of Land Management right now. And she's like, well, I don't know why you're not talking about the last 3 years since she's been in charge of the BLM. And he's like, because you lied to federal investigators about your role in this eco-terrorism case. And then you hid that for 30 years. But anyway, I've got a little bit of a back and forth. Montana's Senator Steve Daines, he actually started his remarks as Tracy Stone Manning was testifying in the Senate for the first time since she was in the position, by the way. And he says, oh, no, let's talk about the last 3 years. Because there is, of course, a lot to criticize on that front. So I'll see if I can play a little bit of that for you here. First up on the phone lines, let's go to Tamara in Billings. Tamara, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
So I had a niece. She's in her 20s now, but she was in grade school up in Glasgow, your neck of the woods, and she wrestled with the boys in grade school. She was a good little wrestler, good little athlete, but that's when the boys were, they're not developing yet. And then I think it was heading into junior high, she actually became their quarterback for a while, really good athlete with the football and stuff. They loved her. She got along great with the boys. But that's when they started developing, gotten stronger, gotten rougher, and she got her foot broke and finally realized, these boys are getting stronger, and she had to bow out. And then they ended up moving to another town, so she just got into basketball and then started getting into women's wrestling because there's enough women. Girls that started getting into wrestling. But the thing is, they realize, when they're little kids, they do fine with each other until they start developing.
Yeah, well, and of course, now women's wrestling, girls' wrestling, has gotten hugely popular across Montana. So that's been developing into quite the sport. Flag football, I did a special radio show talking about girls' flag football. Lockwood and Kalispell's got a flag football program. And so, the point is that there's obvious biological differences. So you can put all the makeup you want to put on something, but there's still underlying biological difference. I mean, this whole idea that they would place a man inside the women's prison, even if the guy chopped off his you-know-what, there are still biological differences that could be used to harass, assault, threaten, and harm these women, right?
Correct. And it's just, I mean, it was obvious to her that she finally had to, you know, just bow out of playing with the boys.
Yeah, interesting. Well, thanks for calling in, Tamara. Great to hear from you. Appreciate it. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's go next. We've got State Senator and Public Service Commission candidate Brad Molnar in Laurel. Brad, congrats on your primary victory. And I got to say, you had like the most entertaining, interesting radio ads of all of the political candidates out there. So good job and congrats.
Well, if you like those, you'll love the goofball stuff that's going through my head now for the next round. So
do you have a general election opponent then? I guess
yes, I do. It's a professor out of Bozeman that teaches environmental sustainability. So this will be a very fun but wildly important race, quite possibly for the future of Montana's energy development and maintenance. The most important race in the state.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting. Well, what do you want to call in about this morning?
Well, actually, it's a PSC thing that has not gotten any press. I thought it would go wild, and it didn't, so I'm going to bring it up.
Great.
A couple days ago, on Tuesday, the Public Service Commission took action to intervene in the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC Order 1920, which basically takes away from the states the ability to site generation, to plan for generation, to allow for capacity of transmission and interties, and make it all federal, heavily weighted towards wind and solar. This is quite possibly the most fantastic thing I've ever seen, a three-person commission. Supposed to be five, but there's only three on it right now. Two of them did it. Commissioner Christie has been going around to the various states warning the commissions, do not let this thing pass. Otherwise, you will have no function, and the federal government will be running everything from a three-person panel. And the outcomes of this, if we can't even cite a transmission line, we wouldn't be the PSC, it'd be DEQ. So they can run it right past your house, totally destroy your values, and you would have no say. They just pay you for the little strip of land that the transmission line is on, and they're done. This is horrific, and I think people need to know that particularly Commissioner Bukasek has been heavily involved in this. And her statements are to be posted on the PSC website. You can see them there. Commissioner O'Donnell, who is stepping down, it's his, he's term limited. It's his seat that I'm running for. He is the one that spotted it and has been pushing and working with staff consistently over 2 months, trying to get the wording right. And we're going to get our filing in with 2 days to spare at most. And because of that, we'll actually have the ability then to challenge at the federal court level that the FERC does not even have this capacity. It's not listed in their ability. It belongs to Congress, and it's that far out of line with reality.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. So it sounds like another bit of federal overreach coming out of Washington once again. But it sounds like our PSC, thanks to Bukasek and O'Donnell, they're making sure that we get our voice heard in that process. Sounds like that's the good news. Is that, am I tracking you there?
It is. But I think in a broader sense, DEQ is under full assault by the held case. The PSC is under full assault by all the NGOs that are environmentalists to try and force them to accept rules, to always consider climate change. If they don't, then they can take them to the same court in Helena that Hild came from, and they will lose there. If it's a lose-lose situation.
And you know what?
We have to...
You know what I found very interesting, too? You know what I found very interesting, Senator Molnar? There was a KPAX television story. Montana law professor weighs the chances of Hild v. Montana. And so it was this liberal environmental justice law professor at UM. And electricity generation is number two for emissions in Montana. You know what's number one for emissions in Montana?
Agriculture.
That's right. Agriculture is number one. So if you farmers and ranchers out there don't think that you are the number one target of the left and of these Democrat climate activists, there you go. You're number one. You're number one. And you are the number one target if they are able to get this radical climate agenda forced into every decision. Senator Molnar, thanks for calling in. And, that's why we love having the phone lines open, because there may be stuff that should be in the news that doesn't make the news. And you're able to share it right here. So I appreciate you calling in. That was great. Speaking of news, Chris Rivera has some important information to share, especially for our friends in Forsyth. He's with KIKC Radio. Chris, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. As of the 12th of June, the construction crews in Forsyth that are working on the city streets accidentally hit a water main line, and it drained the water out of the water tower. So for a good majority, well, for an entire day, we were without water. Then they restored the water overnight. But with that being said, there is a temporary boil water advisory that's in effect due to the water issues that we're currently experiencing. The water is being professionally tested by the Department of Environmental Quality for possible contaminants until the results are conclusive and the boil advisory is lifted. The following are recommendations. When boiling water, make sure it is a rolling boil for at least 5 minutes. Filtered water also needs to be boiled. Pop machines use filtered water. For best results, use the dishwasher. Use the wash, rinse, and sanitize cycle on high temperature. Boil all water prior to washing dishes. When cooking, boiling, frying, roasting, or baking, the temperature needs to be 260 degrees for at least 5 minutes. Cans, glass, or plastic prepackaged drinks are recommended, not fountain drinks. Drinking fountains should not be used. Home filtration systems may not be effective. Conserve as much water as possible. If you have any questions or concerns regarding the water, you can contact sanitarian Michael Rinaldi at 406-538-8375, 406-538-8375. That's his area of expertise, and they do thank everybody for all their efforts.
Hey, great report. Thanks for calling that in. Yeah, very important public information, which is one of the most important responsibilities, of course, of all of our great radio broadcast stations across Montana. Chris Rivera, thanks for calling in. Interesting how you even got a boil that filtered water is there. That might catch some folks by surprise. So thanks for that important information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So this also ties in with what State Senator Brad Molnar called in about. You are evil. Hageman admonishes climate action investors. That's a headline on our Montana Talks website right now. A piece written by Glenn Woods down in Wyoming, but it's got the full video of Harriet Hageman calling out these climate activist groups. There's another video. I think Forbes YouTube page has this. Montana Senator Steve Daines grills Tracy Stone Manning on shutting down coal, oil, and gas in Montana. Before I get to our next caller, I'll just give you a quick little sample of what he had to say, because, you know, earlier in the hour, I played the soundbite of Josh Hawley calling out and confronting Tracy Stone Manning for her eco-terrorist past. Here's Daines calling out the BLM in particular.
The BLM has only held two oil and gas lease sales in Montana since Biden took office. This is under your watch. You're supposed to have at least four a year. BLM's new public lands rule seeks to sideline oil and gas production. BLM's new oil and gas leasing rule sets bonding requirements so high, our small producers can't keep up. And just last month, the BLM announced a proposed plan to eliminate coal leasing in Montana and Wyoming. Wyoming's the number one coal producer. Montana has the most coal potential of any states in the United States. And these are just the tip of the iceberg. The Biden administration has one goal. It's radical. It's to end oil, gas, and coal production in the United States. And you aren't hiding it.
That's right. That's just part of that back and forth with Senator Steve Daines and the eco-terrorist Tracy Stone Manning. Let's go into the phone lines once again. Mike in Bozeman, what's going on this morning, Mike?
I wanted to suggest that all of us who are in the category of the muscular, in other words, the producers, the skilled people, the tradespeople, that we take advantage of every opportunity to participate in parades in our communities and show the U.S. flag and show Trump flags and Trump support. And secondly, hand in hand with that is a book published in 1981 by Cleon Skousen, former FBI agent, lawyer, and college professor in Utah, titled The 5,000 Year Leap, A Miracle That Changed the World. And if you want to read a book that will help put in complete perspective just how screwed up the left has made our country in comparison to what the founders intended, this book will do it. It's a heck of a great education, and I can't recommend it highly enough. And that's the end of my rant.
All right, Mike. Mike, you reminded me of something. Man, you know, if somebody tears down a rainbow flag, boy, there's news articles on the Missoula TV stations. The authorities are looking. If they do a wheelie on their motorcycle on a rainbow painted crosswalk, there's a nationwide manhunt. But how many people in Montana even have had their Trump flags torn down or vandalized, or American flags torn down or vandalized? You never get a news story when it happens to you, do you?
I haven't had it happen to me, but I have heard of it happening elsewhere on occasion, and all the more reason why we need to carry our U.S. flag high and proud, and same with Trump.
All right. And, of course, it is Flag Day. Happy Flag Day. And it's also Donald J. Trump's birthday as well. Thanks, Mike, for the phone call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Mark in the Flathead Valley. Mark, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, we have a private property, and the judicial system over here is so screwed up. When we tried to, they sent us a letter 3 days after that we had a meeting and a court date in the court without us even being present and stuff, and then gave the neighbor an easement down to our property when there was already one designated and given to them when the property was sold to them. And now we're stuck with three or four different neighbors coming down through our property, and I've gone to jail, and they smashed our gate and all kinds of stuff. And I would like to say that we need to be real careful about who we elect to be in the Senate and for the state judges in the Supreme Court justice, because they're the ones that have been causing problems for everybody when they don't follow the Constitution at all in this valley. And I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's right. And I've been put in jail, and they smashed our gate and smashed our private property and tore down our signs and everything. And nobody will do anything about it in this valley.
So there's a lack of a private property protection, or at least concern. All right, Mark, thanks for calling in. Thanks for voicing your concerns. 294, is there actually, we're just about out of time. We got about a minute to go here. We got a listener from Missoula. Hey, we got about a minute to go. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I'll make it quick. Today's Flag Day and President Trump's birthday. I'm going to have a flag wave at Mullen and Reserve, 4 p.m. to 6. So if anyone would like to join, come wave a flag, wave a sign or something, please come.
Well, and man, if you're there waving your flags there, especially with the pro-Trump flag, there's a lot of people that are going to be seeing you because there's a lot of traffic, especially at Mullen and Reserve. They might see you a little longer than they want to see you even, right?
Well, I've been out there before, and the response is overwhelmingly positive.
I'll bet.
There's the usual fingers and yelling and stuff, but overwhelming. I'd say 80%.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Hey, well, we're going to be doing a Border Patrol rally coming up to secure our border in Missoula very soon, the week after next. So I hope to see you at that one as well. SecureBorderSecureMontana.com for that info.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.